Last week, City Council was presented with a $626,000 contract for paving and repairs at the Unalaska Marine Center dock. 10 contractors requested bid information from the city, but Northern Mechanical was the only bidder. The company came in almost $200,000 under the engineer's estimated cost for the job. Even so, Councilor Dennis Robinson voted against the contract. Here's what he said at the meeting.
I'm not going to support this just because it's a single bid. I spoke about this before. I know this is a timing issue, but I just don't like the idea of getting ourselves in a position of awarding bids when it's just a single response on them.
This week, Robinson told KUCB he's concerned about the lack of interested bidders, and he says he wants to keep Unalaska from falling back into an old pattern.
I've seen it happen where our community got into the situation where we only had a single bidder responding to all the bids, and it cost the city, I think, a lot of money in the long run.
More than that, it created the appearance of wrongdoing.
It got to the point where you can almost say, well, there's no sense in putting out the engineer's bid because we know this is going to be the only bidder, you know, and quit wasting money on engineers' estimates. It's a bad situation overall for the city to get into.
City Manager Chris Laddick says he understands the concern. He says staff tries to ensure that the city gets a fair amount of bids for every contract.
We advertise. We do our best. It's obvious that it's a good idea to have more than one bidder, but we can't control it.
A few different factors might be discouraging contractors. For one, Laddick says it's expensive to prepare bids. It's also expensive to transport equipment to and from Unalaska. And the city takes special steps to cut down on risk when contracting private companies.
Because we're a municipal government, but you have to have a bond to ensure that the project gets finished, and not everybody can get those bonds.
Another complicating factor, a lot of the city's rules for contracting aren't codified. There's no minimum limit at which a project is automatically sent out to bid. Unofficially, it's about $50,000. But Laddick says the city weighs each project individually.
What's the timing on it? When does it have to be done? And whether we think anyone would bid on it anyway.
Even small projects that cost less than $50,000 can be opened up to the public.
It started getting complex or something, you need to put it out to bid just to be sure you get the best price available.
The rule is a little different for change orders. Any work that's outside the scope of a contract but arises during the project goes back to the city as a proposal. As long as the work is still within the total project budget, the city will authorize the change order. But if the work is very expensive, exceeding the budget, Laddick says he'll bring the order to council. That's what happened with a cliff stabilization project that popped up in April. City Council eventually authorized a $1.5 million change order for advanced blasting of Anchorage, which was originally contracted to prepare the wastewater treatment plant site for construction. Even though these rules have come under scrutiny lately, Laddick says he sees no need to write them into the city code.
Well, I suppose I'd bring forward something if it were a problem or keeping us from doing business. The other reason you would put things in code is if somehow somebody's doing something they shouldn't be doing, you know.
The issue will keep coming up. Right now, Unalaska is getting ready to put millions of dollars in contracts out to bid for the wastewater treatment plant construction and extensive paving projects, among others. Laddick says the path forward is obvious.
We have like this $40 million in projects going on at one time. It's pretty clear they all need to be put out to bid.
As for Robinson, the counselor, he's pledging to stick to principle.
Yeah, in regards to any contracts that in the future that come up, I will more than likely vote against them if there's a single bid responder.
There are limits, though. Robinson says he wouldn't vote against contracts for federally mandated projects like the wastewater treatment plant if it would delay construction. Delays mean federal fines. As much as he'd like to see new rules on bidding and contracting, Robinson says he wouldn't introduce any legislation of his own until after the city has finished handing out the $40 million in contracts that are currently on the table. That's because he hasn't started lobbying his fellow councilors for their support. And with so many other projects on council's plate at the moment, now is not the time. And on Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.